to Fibber McGee.
When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Fibber McGee and Company with Ted Williams Orchestra. The orchestra opens the show with The Lady is a Tramp. I'm sure that many of your friends have beautiful polished floors and linoleum in their homes. And perhaps you've envied them a little, wished your own floors always looked clean and well cared for. Well, now here's the easy way to keep linoleum beautiful and shining all the time with practically no work. Use Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat, the remarkable liquid polish that requires no rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat quickly changes dull, lifeless linoleum into a lovely, gleaming surface. Very easy to keep clean. There will be no worn spots in front of your stove or sink. There will be no scuff marks and stains to ruin the looks of your linoleum if you keep it protected with Glow Coat. Spell G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T. Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Got a new job. Yes, he's talked his way into the managership of the Wistful Vista Travel Bureau. And here, with the ubiquitous Silly Watson, back of a folder-littered counter, we find Fibber, So This Is Paris, McGee.
Sil, this is the kind of a job I've always wanted.
Yeah, it's, I didn't even know you wanted one.
I did, and this is it. This kind of work has got glamour.
Yes, but I reckon I won't be much help to you in that place. My arithmetic ain't bad, but my glamour is real weak.
Not grammar, glamour. Romance. Think of it. Helping people get to the far corners of the world. Why, listen to this, Sil. Now, this will give you the idea. How do you do, madam? Something in a little jaunt to Java? Or a hop to Holland? Or maybe a skip and a schooner to Scandinavia? Skull?
Tell me, please, if I should go to Persia by way of Batavia, will I be allowed more than 100 pounds of hand luggage if I go tourist cabin? Should I declare everything? What is the foreign exchange on lira, kronen, pengos, drachmas, and guilders? And what time is it now?
3:15, sis.
Oh, thank you.
See how easy it is, Sil? You just use your head.
Yeah.
Now, look at this folder on Bally Bally. Except there's some very important people go to Bally Bally. I just looked them up in the Bally Bally Who's Who. Or as the natives say, the Ballyhoo. It says here on Wistful Vista Travel Bureau, ask Mr. McGee. Who? Oh, yes. Yes, I can arrange a tour for you, sis, that'll give you the Ubangis on the 4th of July, Santa Cruz for Christmas, and Turkey for Thanksgiving. You betcha. You better straighten up them folders on the counter there, Sil. They look kind of messy.
Yes, Miss McGee.
Put the folders about each country next to the country that's next to it geographically.
No.
Now, for instance, you put... No.
What?
No, not like that. Jerusalem ain't anywhere near Germany. Here. See? Like this. Scotland next to England. And very close, see?
Yes. Well, Miss McGee... How about putting China next to Japan and keep moving it closer every couple hours?
Well, I don't know, Sil. Might be practical. Now then. Oh, how do you do, sis? How about a nice round-the-world cruise?
I'm interested in Chile.
Well, then you want the restaurant next door. This is a travel.
No, I mean the country of Chile, South America. I'm going down there to take pictures of an old ruin.
Why don't he just mail you a snapshot of himself, sis? Seems kind of selfish. Well, how do you want to go, sis?
I think by way of Valparaiso.
Oh, fine. Hand me a map of Indiana, Sil.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see now. Route 21, Indianapolis.
Oh, pardon me, but the Valparaiso I mean is in South America.
Oh, yes. You like the Latin countries, eh, sis?
Oh, do I like the Latin? Rainy, weeny, weeky, you know, woo-woo.
Weeny, weedy, weeky, eh? Well, you may be a little weedy, sis, but I wouldn't say you look weaky. I always kind of went for South America myself. Always liked the low-level pampas and the red-hot mama. By the way, what kind of a trunk you got?
Oh, very muscular.
Put that down, Sil. Baggage will stand rough handling.
Yes.
Now then, sis, a little tip on what clothes to wear in the tropics. Now, when it's real hot, you'll need a mess jacket. That one you got on is a mess. Wear that. If you go through the straits, you'll need a straight jacket. Have you ever been in India, sis?
No, have you?
You betcha, sis. In fact, I brought a native musician back from India. Mohammed Ted Weems. Number one boy. Hi.
You call, Meister?
No, I raise.
Me raise you back.
I call. What you got?
The snake charmer.
Fine. That's why I call him my number one boy, sis. He's always got one number that's terrific. Take it, Ted, the snake charmer. Bureau business brings back old memories to me, Sil. Say, did I ever tell you about the time I was a musician in Morocco? Played the bassoon in a bazaar?
Yes, a real frequent.
Well, what of it? Repetition is what sells stuff. I was known in Morocco as Tuto Pluto, Sil. Later on, it was just Tuto Pluto.
How come, Mr. McGee?
Well, the local musicians made me get the L out of there.
You the travel man, sonny?
That's me, old-timer. Want to take a little trip?
Little nip of what? Well, don't matter. Don't care if we do.
No, not a little nip. A little trip. A voyage. Travel. How about rolling down to Rio?
Me? What she?
I says Rio. Rio.
Nope. Traded it in for a Buick.
You did, huh?
Me? What she?
Hey, what do you want in here, Grandpa?
See, sonny. You ever been in Denmark?
Nope, never been there.
Me either. I thought your face was familiar. It's a small world, ain't it?
How could my face be familiar if he wasn't even there? Oh, well. Hey, you got that stuff out of the window yet, Sil?
Yes, sir, but what do I do with this big old trunk, please?
Oh, shove it over there by the telephone table. Oh, I nearly forgot. I promised Mrs. Fiditch I'd call her husband. Give me the phone.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me Wistful Vista 5689. Thanks. Hello, Mr. Fiditch. Mr. McGee of the Travel Bureau. Say, I got a long-distance call from your wife. Yeah, she wants you to join her in Palm Springs, California. Huh? Well, it is too my business. I'm trying to help our patrons in every way. Hello? Hello? Imagine that mug hanging up on me when I'm trying to help him. Oh, hi, Sid.
Hello. Will you please book passage for me on the SS Brahmaputra for next week?
You betcha, sis. Inside or outside cabin?
Oh, inside, of course. I couldn't sleep outside in this weather.
No. I mean, where are you bound for, sis?
That dear Paris. How I long for the old Rue de la Paix.
The Rudy what, say?
She said you'll rue the delay if you don't protect your floors and furniture with Johnson's Wax, the easy-to-use polish.
Hotball.
Oh, hello, Fibber.
Hi.
Say, fix me up with a ticket to Bermuda, will you?
Sure. What you going there for?
I want to take a trip in a glass-bottom boat and see if there's glow coat on the ocean floor.
Well, I can tell you there ain't.
There isn't?
No.
Why, the poor fish.
I'm sorry, sis. Don't pay any attention to Harpo. He's that way. He's so dumb he thinks the Red Sea is a case of pink eye. Anything else you'd like to know, sis?
Yes. One thing.
What's that?
How did you ever get in this business?
You hear that, Sil? Nice of her to take an interest in my affairs. What's the matter, Sil?
Nothing the matter, please, sir. I was just looking at this little old book about Waikiki.
Waikiki? That's Waikiki, Sil. Beautiful place, too. I remember I was there once, long ago. Cheap, too. Only $10 a month for a room and surfboard. I roomed with a Swiss yodeler who always wore an ole-ole around his neck. I remember one day when I was fighting a hand-to-hand fight with a shark.
In the ocean, please, sir?
No, in my hotel. He was a card shark. Well, sir?
Why, I say, old chap, is there a valley boat sailing soon for Liverpool? I'm going back to visit the patron. I'm frightfully bucked up about it, you know, and all that. What?
What?
Rather.
Oh. Well, bud, the SS Tomaine is sailing on the 18th. Here's a picture of her.
By Jove, a bit of all right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Something about a ship like that old top that makes one think of a lovely lady, right?
That's right. Only in this case, bud, the lady is a tramp steamer. So you're going back to London for a visit, eh?
Yes, jolly, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard over the wireless that London's just had the worst fog in 30 years. Frightful, what?
Oh, terrible. In fact, bud, I had a friend of mine send me a hunk of that fog by refrigerated express.
Really? Oh, I should like to have seen it.
Oh, it was very interesting. If you held it up to the light, you could see a derby hat, a cab horse, a Bobby's glove, two newsboys, and Anthony Eden's briefcase.
Oh, I say, now I know you're pulling my leg, old fellow. I say, fancy old Eden's dispatch case without old Eden. Oh, impossible, really.
Well, if you're really homesick for a little London fog, bud, the Wistful Vista Travel Bureau has got the service to cover the situation fine. Press the buzzer, Sil.
Yes. Did you ring, sir?
Oh, yeah, this is Clark Dennis of our musical department. Like to have you sing for a customer, Clark.
All right, what do you want?
Give him a foggy day in London.
Oh, I say, that'll be dripping. Ripping.
Right-o. Take it away, Clark, old chap. Are you there, Ted?
Down. I viewed the morning with
The sun was shining everywhere. You're here, you're there, you're everywhere. Your eyes in the moon, your lips in the rose, your voice in the air. And when suddenly I saw you London town, your face was shining everywhere.
You better make a list of today's booking, Sil. Take these down.
Yes, sir.
French Riviera, Scotland, and West Indies.
French Riviera, Scotland, and your best undies?
Not my best undies, the West Indies.
Yes, sir.
Baden, Baden.
Who's got the Baden?
Say, I think I'll take one more try at Old Fadich. Hello, operator. Give me 5689. Dear old forgotten mountain. Hello? Mr. Fadich? Well, this is Mr. McGee, and I want to talk to you. Yes, you. Now, look, you got no business playing around town here when your little woman wants you to join her out in Palm Springs. She's asked me if I couldn't get you to come out there, and I promised I would. Huh? Oh, is that so? A busybody, am I? Well, listen to me, you puffy, prehistoric, pie-eyed, pipplicated, porcupine, fin-headed fright of the pool rooms. You pathetic pretense of a prehensile playboy. Hello? Hello?
Must have said something that hurt his feelings.
Yes, I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Oh, well, shucks, here I promised Miss Fadich that I... Oh, hello, folks. Something for you?
Well, tell him, baby.
Well, we just got married.
Yeah, and we kind of thought that, oh, gee.
I catch on, bud. Honeymoon, eh?
Uh-huh.
I'll bet one of the bride's biscuits against an old rubber boot heel you want to go to Niagara Falls.
Well, how did you guess? Give me one round-trip ticket.
Okay. Here you are. One round-trip ticket to Niagara Falls. Hey. Hey, what's the idea? Ain't you both going?
No. I've seen it.
By the way, Sil, remind me to fix up some low-rate excursions to Shanghai.
Yes, but nobody want to go over there, please.
Well, that's why I can afford to make such a low rate. You see, Sil, in a business like this, you...
Well, there, my boy. You see before you a desperate man. I am the throes of war. I am Reginald Hamfat, who has trod the board with Booth and enlivened the duller drama with scintillating portrayals of Hamlet, Cherano, and Simon Legree.
Oh.
Yes.
Hi, bud. You an actor?
That, my boy, according to the critics in this lovely Hamlet of yours, is apparently a matter for debate. A bone of contention, gnawed and worried by the hounds of the histrionic art. But enough of that. I need your assistance to get my little company of thespians wafted to the palpitating public which breathlessly awaits the arrival in South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, I catch on, Hamfat. You mean you want me to make arrangements to ship your scenery and stuff to the next theater?
That, my lad, is the gist, the kernel, the crux of the matter. As Shakespeare so well said in the third act what is this that tries my soul so sore and takes the spirit's toll no end, no end? Play goes on and on and on. Methinks to what did I say? say, what's next?
South Bend.
Make a note of that, Sil. I never turn down any business. Guess I know which side my floors are waxed on. Oh, it's Elmo Tanner. Hi, Elmo.
Hello, Fibber.
Something you wanted? How about a little trip to Hawaii?
No. Ted Weems is sending me to South America to take a postgraduate course in whistling. How much is it to the Canary Islands?
Oh, there's a very small bill on the Canary, Elmo. What's going to whistle?
When hearts are young.
Oh, kind of a kiddie's cardiac cantata. When hearts are young. Take it, Ted.
Johnson's creamy white furniture polish is new, different from all other furniture polish. Once you've used Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish, you'll never be satisfied to go back to an oily, sticky polish that collects dust and finger marks. Johnson's creamy white furniture polish gives a rich, satiny wax luster, seals out dirt, protects furniture from wear, keeps it beautiful always. Ask your dealer for Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish in the handsome glass bottle.
Wistful Vista Travel Bureau. Ask Mr. McGee. Huh? Yes, madam. A pet cat is allowed aboard the ship. Yes. But you'll have to apply for a pussport. Don't mention it.
Miss McGee, what I gonna do with a little old steamer trunk I took out of the window?
Oh, just leave it set there for the time being, sir.
Sure.
Oh, Nick DePopulos. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Fizzer. Somebody is telling me you are manager for a places which is making somebody go places and do people. Am I wrong, or is somebody telling DePopulos a false face?
No, you're right, Nick. I'm running a travel bureau. How about selling you a little trip? Say, a cruise to the Mediterranean.
Oh, no, Fizzer. A cruise is to the mad at the Romanians is not my idea of something to do when I'm having some place to go. My idea, as I was saying to Mrs. DePopulos at noon last night.
At noon last night?
Sure. The days are getting smaller, with winter coming in like a lion and going out with a lamb chop. But as I was saying to Mrs. DePopulos last night, listen, I am saying, while she is taking a sock at me, which is needing mending on the toes. Listen, sweethearts, I am saying, while she's sticking her eye through a thread with a needle. Listen, Mrs. DePopulos, I'm saying...
Well, Dad, read it, Nick, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just telling her that I'm having a choice, as if I am, about where I'm going to, on a choo-choo plane or a railboat. I'm not even packing my gripe. Instead of being seasick with traveling, I'm staying home with a reader's digestion. So long, Mrs.
Sure, let's fix up that window display. I'll make them advertisements so powerful that California will be sending people to Florida for their help. Why, I've... Hi, Bud. Something I could do for you?
Are you McGee?
You betcha, Bud.
Trimmer McGee, Traveler McGee, tabulating tasty trips to Tibet, taking tired...
Pipe down! My name is Padich. Remember me?
Oh, I... Oh, yes. You're the fellow I was kind of kidding with on the phone. Well, I'm glad to know you, Bud, or Padich.
All right, wise guy, now listen. What business of yours if I don't go to Palm Springs with me wife?
Why, as a principal of the business, our service to the patrons, and your wife asked me to see if I couldn't get to... You see, Bud, I was just...
You was just sticking your beak in my business, see? And you got pretty smart on the telephone, too.
Oh, well, now, don't mind that, Padich. I guess I got kind of a blunt way of speaking on the phone, and...
Put up your dukes!
Oh, sure. You mean I... Hey, now listen, Padich, you can't get away with that. Sill, go out and get a policeman.
Yes.
Stay where you are, boy.
Yes.
All right, McGee. Now, here's where you get yours.
Why, you... Well, all right, have one yourself.
Ooh.
And here's a couple for the boys in the back room.
Ooh.
Why, you... I'll tear you apart. You better make out a few tickets for yourself, punk.
What you mean?
You're going in all directions.
Oh, well, I know my way.
Oh!
Look, Miss McGee, please, sir, you push him right in that little old trunk.
Wait till I get out of here!
Slam the lid, Sill, quick.
Yes,
sir. Sill.
Yes, sir, now do I get the car, please?
No. Lock that trunk. Bore a couple of air holes in it and slap a shipping tag on it. Address it to Mrs. Gildersleeve W. Fadish, Palm Springs, California.
You mean you're going to send him?
Yeah, and take a telegram to Mrs. Fadish. In accordance with your request, we've just completed arrangements to forward your mail. Signed, Fibber McGee.
Hundreds of times you have heard about Johnson's self-polishing glow coat and how quickly it makes linoleum and floors shine like new. Now, perhaps you've wanted to try glow coat on your own linoleum, yet you didn't know just how to go about it. Well, let me then give you the very easy directions for applying this wonderful no-rubbing polish to your kitchen linoleum or to your linoleum rugs. You simply pour a little glow coat right out of the can onto the clean floor. Then spread the liquid lightly over the surface with a soft cloth or the long-handled glow coat applier. It requires no rubbing or buffing. It dries in 20 minutes to a beautiful, gleaming polish, protecting your floors from dirt and wear, making them much easier to clean. Order Johnson's self-polishing glow coat from your dealer tomorrow. And remember, you save money on the larger sizes.
I guess the Travel Bureau was quite a success.
Yes, sir. You sure did import a lot of people.
Not import, Sill. Export. Import means you take them in.
Yes, sir. You sure done that all right, please.
I sure. Good night, folks. Good night, Molly.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Monday night at this same time. Good night.
May selection be a good sport is from Love and Hisses. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. This is station WMAQ Chicago. Ted Weems and his orchestra are playing this week at the Chicago Theater. And now we invite you to hear the...